In her State of the State address on Monday, Governor Brewer announced she'd started the process of separating Child Protective Services from the Department of Economic Security. Arizona is not alone in this. Several states have standalone child welfare agencies. Linda Spears with the Child Welfare League of America calls Arizona's move a good first step, but only a first step.
Probably over the last 25 to 30 years, a number of states have done this, probably a few in the last handful of years, but states are always taking a look at what they can do to improve services, and while there are many arguments to keep those departments together, including that both sides of the service system may be serving many of the same families, part of the challenge of running child protective services inside an agency that also runs TANF programs and Medicaid programs and all of those things is that the bureaucratic structure gets very big and gets driven by the places that often have large amounts of money. And child welfare, by comparison, is a small program, but it's a critical program that is a real safety program as opposed to a safety net program.
In the states that have done this already, in general, have kids been safer? Have the outcomes been better?
I don't know if it's better or not. And it's not a cure-all. To me, this is a beginning of a process that will allow the state, in this instance, hopefully, to be able to give priority attention to the requirements for safety, to the needs for policy change, for program improvement, for the dedication of the right level of resources to the functions of the child welfare agency. That said, you still have to attend to all of the things underneath it in order for the agency to work, whether it's standalone or not.
In your mind, is it easier, is it harder, or does it really not make much of a difference to make the kind of changes to a CPS program if it's by itself versus whether it's in a larger agency?
That, I think, depends a lot on the structure of the state, but I do think that it allows if there are fewer levels of management in between the governor and the director, that right now that might allow for some quick movement of policies and procedures to change. So it might serve them very well in the near term around the changes that need to happen. Whether or not in the long term it makes that big of a difference, I'm not sure.
Is it reasonable to expect growing pains, for lack of a better word, once CPS is separate from the Department of Economic Security?
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, just my own knowledge of that agency is it had its own culture anyway. This gives it a chance to redefine its culture if it chooses to do so, or it can just continue the same old culture. But it gives them a chance to really focus. And one of the things where splits have happened, I do think that it allows people to really carry a single mission and mantra in their mind around the safety and well-being of children that isn't necessarily caught up in other stuff. But what I would be more concerned about than the culture, though that is a concern, is how they rebuild the connectors to the other support systems that were in their internal sister divisions that they now have to function across across an agency line with and rebuild connectivity with in a way that works, because they'll still need access to the things that are in DES as resources and services for the families that they are involved with.
Linda Spears is Vice President of Policy, Programs, and Public Affairs at the Child Welfare League of America.